College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Clark Field on the campus of Coe College in Cedar Rapids for an American Rivers Conference showdown today featuring your Central College Dutch and the Coe College Cohawks. He's back in the shotgun, takes a snap, blitz from Central, sacked! Clark back at the 45-yard line with Central's second sack of the game.
Coe's showing a little pressure here. They got five up.
They'll rush four. Hoffman fires open.
Oh, what a catch.
One-handed catch
what a
on
catch.
A ball thrown behind New at the 45, and he hauls it in for 16 yards.
Yeah, they had five up, and they dropped their two ends, so they only ended up with a three-man rush, but that was a great catch.
Andrew Mohan has made 8 of 8 extra points. But he's not attempted a field goal in his freshman season. This is from 38 yards to try to tie the game. Snap,
missed
spot,
left.
Kick missed. Is good!
Boy, from here it looked left.
It hung in the air and hung in the air and went across the crossbar. And we are tied at 3 with 1:14 to go in the third quarter. Second down and 9 from the 44. And it's a throw coming. Pump fake, pack a beer, sack! Back at the 43-yard line, and Krause is thanking his lucky stars he held onto the ball.
Boy, it did come out on his way down, but he fell right on top of it. So, yeah, he had no idea Reed was bearing down on him from that left side.
2 seconds to go. And Garcia Ayala for a game-winning 30-yard field goal. Left to right, right hash, snap, spot, kick is no good!
No good, unbelievable.
No good again, and we are going to overtime. For Coe, the home team, they just got a pass interference penalty on Ben DeMilner in the end zone to get first and goal at the 6.
Now
then a sack.
All confused.
Now a delay of game. Play clock down to 3. Central blitzes again, and it's a keeper for Krause to the near side, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Coe. Krause kept it and raised 16 yards for a go-ahead Cohawks score.
Well, as hard as I've been on the Coe play caller, that was a really good call there. Ran the zone read, quarterback kept. They haven't done that maybe once all day. Totally fooled the defense.
Really play clock tight. Down to 6. Motion from Keegan Glover. Catch him, takes a snap, looking right. Steps up, pressured, rolling near side right. Pump fake, still looking, throws to the back of the end zone.
Caught!
Cam Schulte over 2 Coe defenders. Touchdown, Central!
Oh, that was unbelievable. There were 2 co-defenders there, and he just jumped up. That's, you know, Cam has that ability. He's tall. Looks like we're kicking.
Andrew Mohan has already made a 38-yard field goal and an extra point kicking in this direction, left to right. This is from the right hash for the right-footed freshman. From 26 yards out. To give Central the lead in double OT, snap,
perfect.
Spot, kick is up and good. And Central has its first lead of the game, 13-10, going to the second half of double overtime. Krause takes the snap, looks to throw. Looking towards the front of the end zone for Centers, caught, touchdown. Jaron Centers, 22 yards, touchdown Coe. Cohawks win it, 16-13. We're catching up with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin following a double overtime loss, Coe 16, Central 13 on Saturday in Cedar Rapids. Coach, this is just a slugfest of a game. Coe made one more play, you know, in double overtime. What are your thoughts on how the way things went out today?
I mean, it's a hard loss, obviously, and I thought our guys played really, really hard. I'm proud of their effort. I'm proud of their preparation and everything that went into this. And, you know, we just came up a couple plays short.
What was your talk or message, if anything, to the guys afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I told them, that I was really, really proud of them. And I loved them, and I loved how hard they worked, and, you know, appreciated everything. And keep their head up, and let's, you know, don't let any outside noise or anything affect how they viewed this team and this game and what they put into all this, because everybody gave everything they had, you know.
Yeah, and this is Ron. We're talking right after the game got over, so I know you haven't had a chance to dissect anything, but any thoughts on what the difference was in this game?
Kind of turnovers do play a part in it. That's going to get you in a close game. We certainly didn't score as much as we'd like to score, but they kind of didn't either. So, it'll be interesting when you watch the film because it was just we that second overtime, we needed to get it in the end zone. We didn't. And then, when you kick a field goal, you got to keep kicking, make them kick a field goal. And that last overtime was a rough one. So
overall, the defense, this is a 3-3 game through regulation, which is like just unheard of in college football in 2024. But can you just kind of speak to the way that your defense played today?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have one of the best defenses in the country. I really do. And they're giving us everything they have. They're tremendous players. We've got great leadership on it. We have a our coaches have done an awesome job, bringing in Coach Hodges, the things that he's done with our defense, Coach Race, Coach Leiden, Coach Schroeder and Coach Paulson. I mean, they put together great game plans. They put guys in really great positions to win. They're super well prepared. They're really good. They're really good.
Well, you got four games left, Coach. It starts next week against Luther. And, unfortunately, this has been kind of the same story the last handful of years, right? Is, we lose the very tough, gut-wrenching games to Coe and Wartburg, and you're just trying to finish it off, trying to get to 8-2. So how do we prepare for this final month of the season?
Well, I think that you got to look at every game as an opportunity, every practice as an opportunity to get better and to compete. If you really are a competitive person, you're going to thrive in these environments because you get a chance to compete. I'm going to be most sad that I won't get it. We aren't going to get to do it after the regular season, most likely. That's what's going to make me most sad. But I'm going to really enjoy and be happy about these opportunities that I'm going to have with these guys. And we're going to make the most of it and play really, really well.
All right. Thanks to Coach Jeff McMartin for joining us. Final score here today in double overtime, Coe 16, Central 13. The Dutch host Luther next Saturday at Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium. For Coach Jeff McMartin, I'm Trevor Castle, KNIA, KRLS Sports.